It's Friday the 15th of October. I'm Laura Oliver, and here are this week's top media stories from journalism.co.uk. Former Times journalist Burhan Wazir plans a new English language Muslim newspaper. BBC revises its editorial guidelines with new advice on social media use. The Guardian's editor responds to new requests in the phone hacking story from the Metropolitan Police. News of the World's paywall goes live, and the latest circulation figures for the UK's national newspapers are published by the Audit Bureau of Circulations. A new weekly publication aimed at the Muslim community will launch in 3 to 4 months, according to its editor, former Times Deputy Features Editor Burhan Wazir. The weekly newspaper will be published in London and Pakistan, with the aim of building bridges between the West and Muslim world by reporting on common issues. Wazir hopes to take on 20 to 25 journalists for the project. The BBC added new advice for journalists using social media and user-generated content to its updated editorial guidelines released this week. BBC Online previously came under separate guidance, published in 2005. Verifying social media material and maintaining standards when using user-generated content are both covered by the new advisory. Guardian editor Alan Rusbridger advised the Metropolitan Police to adopt a less threatening approach to former News of the World journalists that it may wish to interview as part of its new inquiry into claims of phone hacking at the title. Rusbridger was writing a letter in response to the Met, which has approached the paper to share any new evidence it might have on phone hacking, following its renewed investigations into the practice, from phone hacking allegations to paywalls. The News of the World relaunched its website and put a subscription barrier up this week. The title is the third News International UK newspaper site to put up a paywall, following The Times and Sunday Times' move in July. The website will charge £1 for 24 hours or £1.99 for 4 weeks. And finally, the September figures for national newspaper circulation in the UK were released by the Audit Bureau of Circulations on Friday. There's more on this on the journalism.co.uk website, but the latest stats for the daily titles show a month-on-month increase in average net circulation per effective publishing day for The Guardian, Financial Times, and small increases for The Daily Star and Independent. And don't forget, to get your early bird tickets for our next digital journalism conference, News Rewired, go to newsrewired.com, and before the 29th of October, they're just £80 plus VAT. For all these stories and more, visit journalism.co.uk.